to Sit to Speak After Show, where we discuss various television shows from a sister's point of view. I'm Sister K.
I'm Sister LM.
And I'm Sister A.
And welcome to episode 27. Let's get started. All right, welcome, ladies.
Hola.
Howdy ho.
Hello. It's been about a month, if we can believe it, since our last after show podcast.
Yes, it seems longer.
It does seem longer.
Yeah.
It's been a long ass month.
Yeah.
Yes.
A month and a week.
It's been long. A month and a week.
So our last after show, we were doing movies, and we have decided, for better or for worse, to come back to our old format of after show, which is to talk about Scandal.
Yes.
Now, as you can hear by our voices, we're all having a little bit of trouble getting into the season of Scandal. But we are here, and we're going to do our best. We're not going to promise we'll stick to it. We might get, you know, into other conversations and just go with the flow. You never know with the sisters.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's just whatever we feel.
That's right.
We have three episodes to touch on. Mm-hmm. There's been three episodes. Heavy is the Head. It's the first. Yes is the second. And Paris is Burning is the third. Now, in full disclosure, I have not seen all of number three yet. So we're going to do our best.
We're going to fill in the gaps.
We gonna
or skip a bunch, whatever we decide.
Yeah. I'm thinking we're going to skip a bunch.
I like that option.
I do too. It was like our last Scandal podcast that we did last spring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We were just like, couldn't give a rat's.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it was one of our best episodes.
It was. It was our best.
Right? We're just like,
yeah, it was our best.
Ooh, it's just the A.
That was too early.
I love it. No, I love it. But you're right. We were like, forget this shit.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what we want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I guess let's get started. Ugh. Season one premiere. I wasn't really even that excited. I was, you know, normally in certain, when there's a premiere of a show that I've been watching for several years, I'm excited. Even if I'm hate watching it, just to see that they've turned it around, if they're going to keep on with the same bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't excited to see what the fuck they did.
Right.
I wasn't either. Usually I have like a countdown. I will attend some kind of premiere party. This time,
nada.
I really didn't care.
Just trying to fit it
like,
in.
The hype was gone.
Yeah.
It was, yeah. But people are still hyped.
You think?
They are?
I've seen the people on Twitter talking about it.
Oh my gosh. See, there's not many people on my timeline watching anymore.
Okay.
It used to be almost every single tweet on Thursday during Scandal. I can say probably almost every single person is tweeting about the show.
Yeah.
This time people were watching Blacklist or
that's
like
what I was watching
something else.
Yes.
Yeah.
I really think the ratings have gone down because not many people I've noticed are watching.
They have to be going down.
Yeah.
I can't see that it's the same as they've had.
No
way.
But honey, how to get away with murder. I was excited for that one. Because I had finally got caught up right before
it
aired. Actually, no. The week it aired, I taped it because I still had like three episodes to go from last season. I got caught up that weekend and I watched it. And I was like, oh, yes, this show is too good. So, yeah, I was excited for that one.
Yeah, I've heard good things about that one. I might have to give it a try myself.
Oh, you haven't should. Watched it's... it?
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
But a lot of people I know, including yourselves, are watching it, so.
It's good.
It's really good suspense.
Okay.
It is.
And yeah. This is season two now?
Yes.
Okay.
Season one, it's not that many episodes, so it'll be easy for you to catch up.
Like oh, good. Okay.
15 or 16 or.
Yeah. 10.
Okay. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's, I liked it.
Excellent.
And I like what they're. I mean, it looks just as interesting this season, too, which is awesome. Okay, so back to Scandal. We're avoiding it.
Already.
Heavy is the Head, season premiere. We get started with Sally Langston, mm-hmm. talking on her talk show about the immoralness of the president having a party about for a princess. And the whole time you think she's talking about Olivia, or at least I thought she was talking about Olivia, but turns out it's a real princess of Caledonia.
Correct.
She's an American who married the Prince of Caledonia.
Mm-hmm.
So, blase. They show in between all that Olivia and Fitz sleeping together. We see that forever. You know, at this point, I don't even like them together.
Mm-mm. This is where I mentally tuned out.
Tuned out, yeah. Already.
Already.
Because it's been too much back and forth. There's been too much said. There's been too much done.
Right.
Yeah, like, I don't want her with Fitz anymore, and I don't want her with Jake anymore either. Well, I never did want her with Jake, but...
Right.
I don't care to see her with either of them.
No.
Right.
And the new dude that I had hoped for last season, he turned out to be a plant.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, anyway, and then they're all, like, unabashedly getting dressed. I did like that gown she had on. I will say that. That black and white.
I did, but, yes.
Yeah, I like that gown.
Well, she always looks nice. Yeah.
She does.
But they're all just out in the open, helping each other with buttons and ties and shit. And I'm like, Secret Service is right there. You're not going to try to hide that? I guess not.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Melly's gone.
Melly, I don't know where she's at.
Yeah.
The other house, apparently. Anyway, so... They go to the dinner ball, whatever. Olivia meets the princess in the bathroom with Abby, and Abby's talking about how the life must be so great. And then the girl's in the bathroom, and she chats with Olivia for a second. That's all we see of her. And then, boop, uh-oh, she's dead.
Yep.
Along with a boyfriend, driver, bodyguard.
Yeah.
Did you notice it was kind of a similar story to Princess Di?
It really was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was kind of curious how they were going to end it, like who was to blame. But yeah, it was very much that storyline.
Yeah.
Why are you bringing that shit up?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, was it just didn't seem, I don't know.
Yeah, you don't have anything else to do? Come up
That's
with?
What I thought. Like, this is the only, and for the premiere, this is the only thing that you could come up with.
Damn.
Seriously, it's like they don't even care anymore.
But that's exactly it. It's just like, why have all these similarities to that? The prince is upset. The mother, you know, she's kind of cold acting. Trying to put all those parallels together.
Right.
Olivia, of course, goes down to the scene and she's trying to cover her up because they've got her all out in this, you know, she's still all out in the street. Paparazzi are there.
Paparazzi, yeah.
Taking pictures. And so they're trying to get all the pictures together. And come to find out, they really want to get some pictures to get all the pictures together because she was sleeping with her bodyguard. Melly on the side note is getting ready to get sworn in as senator, so she wants Fitz there. Of course, Fitz is like, nope, ain't gonna happen.
Right.
She wants to go to the dinner. They keep saying, oh, she's sick. She's like, I ain't sick.
That was funny.
Now, what she should have done, Melly, the old Melly, would have just walked up in there.
Right. Stormed back in.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway. They're making her kind of pointless also, which she's one of my favorite characters. Anyway, so apparently Huck is off, you know, looking crazy again. Time has passed and they haven't seen him for a while. Quinn is still there holding down the fort. We don't know where Jake is. That's fine by us. You know, what the hell happened after that? I don't even remember. They find one photographer with pictures or something.
Well, they don't know that he's a photographer.
Right. For sure. The motorcycle guy.
Oh, the motorcycle dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they figure he caused the accident.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
See, that's how much I paid attention.
Exactly.
Excuse me. So then they find out at some point that they had, an arrangement, or the prince was always busy and off somewhere, and so... I don't know if he knew that she had a boyfriend or not, but come to find out the chick was pregnant.
Yes.
And so then Olivia's thinking, oh, well, then the husband did it because he's probably upset that she cheated on him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But what had happened was the mama.
Oh, snap. The queen bee.
The queen bee said, what if this baby come out and it don't look like my son? I'm not having no half, whatever she called it, non-royal running my throne.
Yeah. Right.
So she had her killed.
Daughter-in-law killed.
That's awful.
And the husband really loved her.
Yeah.
He was sort of blinded. He didn't see any of this stuff going on, I think. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And then throughout all this, then we have another one of those stupid scenes where Fitz and Olivia are at odds because he wants to keep it quiet and she wants to go after the queen, but there's this diplomatic immunity stuff, and he's like,
and no. Some missiles somewhere, right?
Yeah, he wants to open a base.
Yeah, that he needed their support for, or something like that.
So then you have them staring at each other from across the room. Come on, y'all.
Come
now,
on.
It's season. Yeah. What season are we on? Five?
Five.
Oh, see, we've been doing this for 5 years.
Right.
Also, this whole time, Abby is just chit-chatting away, and Olivia's lying to her, telling her, oh, no, I'm not seeing Fitz. He didn't call me.
Right.
She's like, oh, you mean as soon as Melly left the house, he didn't call you to come over? She's like, nope.
Nope, haven't heard from him.
Now, okay. Would you lie to your best friend?
No. Why would you do
about
that?
About seeing your ex?
No.
You've been crying on your best friend's couch.
Exactly. My best friend would be the first to know.
Thank you. She said, nope, I ain't seen him.
Nope. Not interested.
Don't know. Yep. Ain't heard from him. Abby should have known from that sly look on her face.
Yeah.
She should have.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't Fitz give Melly divorce papers in this show, too?
Yes.
He did.
She went to Cyrus and said, fix this.
Yeah.
Cyrus is like, I'm out.
This ain't going to happen.
I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
Where was Cyrus's baby?
Honey, that baby is at boarding school.
Oh, in
college now.
Yeah, she's probably in college. She probably got married.
That kid is gone.
He probably shipped her off to boarding school.
Yeah.
So, then they're out on that patio, which I always have been saying, can't that be seen from the street?
Yeah, that's so not secure.
That balcony.
There's no way they're out there.
I'm guessing no, because a lot of them, well, Fitz, Olivia, and Melly go on the balcony a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm just assuming that it faces probably the back, and there's no access to it. Yeah.
A sniper can get you from a mile these days.
Oh, for sure.
There's no way. That porch is bullshit.
Well, they're out there chit-chatting, and he's, you know, they're trying to get cozy-cozy. But Olivia's saying, look, I don't want to come out about our relationship yet, because as soon as, because she's mad, or not mad, but she's like, why are you giving her divorce papers? You need to wait. He's like, because I don't want to lie. I want to be with you, blah, blah, blah. I love you, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, and so, and so she's like, yeah, but the minute that people know about us, we're no longer us in this relationship. We're everybody's relationship. Mm-hmm. Which is true. That was the only thing that made sense.
Yes.
As she said. And she's like, and I want us to figure out all of our stuff first before we get to that. Because we're not ready for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll never be us if we're not able to get all that worked out first. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, as soon as she says that, I know there's something that's going to happen. And lo and behold... Sally Langston is on the boob tube talking about, I got pictures in the White House.
Oh, yeah.
Pictures of them getting ready for the dinner. Mm-hmm. Pictures of them in the hallways. Pictures of them on the balcony area. In the Oval Office.
Kissing, like, hugging.
Damn.
Yep.
Now, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Because you got evidence. Rats in the White House.
Rats.
And this episode is just, more of the same.
Yep. Exactamundo.
Melly's trying to get back in. Olivia and Fitz are trying to sneak around, but they're not sneaky.
Right.
Apparently she ain't been home in who knows how long. She's been staying there. How do you get by with that?
You remember in like season one where you had, where she had to check in, like sign in and out. Does no one notice that she signed in and her ass has not signed out in days? Like, I don't get it.
Right.
I don't
Where's
either.
She at?
There has to be a log.
There is.
Yeah.
And they're just overlooking it? Hell, the Secret Service so. Are sitting there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That Marine guy in the background at the dinner, he's seen him.
Mm-hmm.
That just didn't make no... I mean, it's just...
I don't think it's a secret to anyone in the White House.
In the White House, right.
Outside the White House.
Yeah, that must
Everyone
be
Everyone inside is in on it. They know.
Yeah.
That must be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's on now. I'm like, oh, snap. So then we get on to the second episode. Yes.
Yes.
And what the hell happened on? Oh, yeah. Everybody now is trying to get Olivia. Paparazzi around. Everybody's scrambling in the White House. Abby is trying to fight to say whatever she can say, but no one's telling her anything. Olivia, she's trying to avoid people, so she puts a hat on.
Right.
I mean, come on now.
Yeah, like a hoodie. Cap.
Yeah. Melly is back at the White House saying, okay, what are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Let's deny it. And Fitz is like, I don't want to deny it. I want the divorce.
I want a divorce, yeah.
Yeah.
He wants Olivia to come back so they can make a statement, but of course she done ran. And Abby keeps telling him, she's doing what she does.
Yep.
She's going to handle it. Yeah.
She got to figure it out.
Yeah.
And she wants to work. Right? Doesn't she say she needs something to keep herself busy?
Mm-hmm.
What was her case about some old dude that gets killed?
It's...
And then his stepson or son is the suspect. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
G. Preezy. Frat boy Gavin Price, a.k.a. G. Preezy. Come on.
Oh, that's funny.
It was his stepdad that died.
His stepdad or his dad?
It was his stepdad.
No, I think it was his dad.
It was his dad and his stepmom.
His stepdad wouldn't give him no money.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Stepmom was the problem.
Yeah.
That, to me, was just weak. That whole story.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It was just bogus. And then...
So the kid's missing...
What the heck? Out of the blue, here comes Jake.
Oh, God, that was
Cat
the worst.
Cat himself.
Cat Eyes.
I'm like,
well, he's been babysitting Huck.
Oh, is that what he's been doing?
Yeah, trying to get Huck back together.
Oh,
yeah, I remember Olivia sort of kicked him out and said, I can't fix you. So he went to see Jake.
Oh, that's right. Was that the first episode, too?
I think that was the first episode.
I kept thinking, he looks like he's going to slice Olivia, didn't he?
Yeah. Just stuck on the couch.
I think he's going to hurt Quinn before the season is over.
Yeah. And they do not need to be together.
No.
They need to quit that, trying to make them together.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Jake pops up, and he's, like, with Olivia now. And I'm thinking, okay, this is not real. This man would not still be after her after she's done told him, I love Fitz. I'm going to Fitz. I don't, you know. He wouldn't do that.
No.
Didn't make it's any just damn this sense.
Back and forth again.
Ugh. Dumb.
Yep.
But he's with her with this stupid case, which didn't even make sense, so we're not even going to mess with that case.
Yeah.
Then somehow they end up in the bed together, and she's like, do you mind?
That's so unfair.
And then they spoon.
Yeah, exactly. Olivia.
Okay, now, do you guys spoon with your friends? I don't. So.
Yes.
Well, your husband's your friend, but you know what I mean. Non-husband, boyfriend, friends. Have you spooned with a friend like that?
Elmarie has.
Said yes.
Sisse said no.
Correct. What's about you, Sisse?
No. Not with a friend. A friend that you're not sleeping with.
Right.
At the moment.
No. But that's not the case with Olivia and Jake. It's a friend that she has slept with before.
That still loves her.
Okay, yeah. So have you spooned with a friend that you slept with before that still loves you?
She's thinking hard now.
Uh-oh.
Well, the part that still loves me kind of threw me off. Okay. No.
I just don't think that.
No.
That's the back and forth stuff that I think is just
making the show ridiculous. That's right. It's leading him on. Mm-hmm. Ridiculous. It's not right.
It just makes the show ridiculous. No one's doing that.
No.
No, I think.
All that.
No, I think women are out here doing that. I do. I don't think it's that far-fetched.
Okay. But in this circumstance, it's
one for years, like it's going. Now that's a stretch.
Like you've had an affair with this, not an affair, but you've dated the dude. You dated someone else. You love the other person.
Right.
You just got done with being with the other person, but you are back together with this one for whatever reason. You're in the bed together and you're going to say, do you mind? You just got done sleeping with Fitz like yesterday.
Yeah. No. That's not right.
That's weird.
Yeah. When at the drop of a hat, he would, if she said, I will stay with you.
I know.
He would be like, okay, I'm just waiting for you. So that wasn't fair.
No.
Anyway.
Anywho.
What
Come on, Olivia.
What else can we say about them? I don't even know.
She's just so flip-flappy.
Yeah.
That's the problem I have with her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she does take a stance at the very end of the episode, right?
Yeah, at the end.
Yeah. But then we're probably going to flip-flop again.
Of course.
Of course. And of Fitz course. Does it, too.
Yeah.
And Melly does it, too.
Yes, she does.
So Abby goes to see Fitz and says, look, Olivia's never going to tell you this, but she don't like this shit. She's not going to tell you that this is going to kill her. This is not going to be her life. She mm-hmm. doesn't want to be just that other woman. She's got her own things to do. She's got her own career, blah, blah, blah. She ain't going to never tell you that. So he says, okay, well, I'll invite Melly back. I'll deny anything ever happened, and we'll be good to go. Because I love you that much to wait. Mm-hmm. Or whatever the hell he said.
Right.
Right.
Big sigh.
Oh right.
Gosh. Blarforama.
This has become such a bad soap opera.
It has. So then what does she do? It's like the opposite. She's like, well, now that he's done this, well, I'll show him and everybody else. I can do it. I can take it. And so she, after they figure out with who the hell killed the old dude, go back to the house.
Mm-hmm.
All the paparazzi there, she takes her hat off, goes to walk into her apartment. Did you sleep with the president? Yes, I did.
No. Oh. Are you the president's mistress?
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah.
And she just says yes.
Yes, I am. Yeah. And I love
And like,
yeah. Now, normally, this would have been a cliffhanger, fall mm-hmm. on the floor. Oh my God, I can't wait until next week. Mm. What were your reactions?
Well, I mean, nothing. I was like, okay.
Well.
I mean, it's just another back and forth thing. And I'm thinking, how are they going to, really what I thought was, are they going to do this for the rest of the 20 episodes that we've got for this season?
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to make it.
I was thinking, how are they going to get out of this one?
Or 19 episodes.
Yeah. But whatever.
Now, I haven't seen the third one, so I'm sure they cover a lot of this in the third one called Paris is Burning. But I just was like, ugh. They need to do something with Huck. They need to do something with Quinn.
Something with Huck like what?
I don't know, but I said this last year before, you know, when we were getting ready to finish the season. Mm-hmm. What they're doing with Huck, making him go back to crazy land,
mm-hmm.
being addicted, is fine. They're making him a little too crazy. Like, he's back to the crazy in the homeless subway dude crazy. Mm. He's not even functional, hardly.
Well, that's the thing. He's back to the crazy that doesn't function.
Yeah.
And the crazy that has no leader, no guide.
And right. Olivia obviously ain't going to do it because she just sat flat, told him, I can't be that person. I'm not that person for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not strong enough to fix him. Yeah.
Not anymore.
Now she don't care.
And that's the thing. She doesn't care. Mm. Her mind is just so focused on Fitz that she has blocked her friend Abby out. She's blocked Huck out.
Yeah.
Everything is about these new cases mm-hmm. and Fitz, which I totally like that they've brought cases back every week. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to complain about that.
I like that, too.
Yeah.
But the cases are weak.
They are weak.
Yeah, right.
Because they're making that the second story and they're putting the Fitzgerald first.
Right. Yeah.
They used to have the cases be the main story and then the Fitzgerald came in. Like, it came in to complement it, and it wasn't so in your face, and the back and forth didn't bother you so much because the love was I don't know what it was, but it worked then.
Yeah. And Olivia seems stronger then, obviously. We just mentioned that. I mean, she was doing her thing. She was doing her work. She was fixing stuff. She was in control and powerful. And now she's just not so much.
Yeah.
She's got a lot of issues she's dealing with herself, and...
Which I get because of what she's been through. So she was kidnapped, tortured, and all this stuff. I get that part, but...
Yeah. But time has passed.
Mm-hmm. She's obviously passed it.
Yeah.
No mention of mama, no mention of daddy, no mention of any of that stuff going on.
Well, we do see daddy.
Daddy does pop up in this one.
Oh, in the third one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, towards the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you know, if they continue doing with... what they did with him, that's going to be boring too. Because they've had some back and forth with Papa Pope also.
Yeah, but he really brings a lot to it. And I always miss him being on the show because he was always like, oh my God, Daddy Pope, you know?
I do too.
Right, yeah. And the Mama Pope.
Yeah.
Because they're just evil and you're not quite sure what their deal is.
Right.
Yeah.
They're still unpredictable.
Yeah.
Well, so what about the episode 3, Paris is Burning?
Well, Cyrus is now Melly's advocate. Uh-huh. And Melly and Fitz start this, like, negotiation back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So Melly has this list of demands. One, she, of course, her ultimate goal is to be in the White House. So she needs Fitz to publicly support her bid.
Right.
And... Fitz is like, okay, like, pretty much he'll do whatever.
Yep.
Cyrus
feels like... Whatever it takes.
Yep, whatever it takes.
Yeah.
He'll do it. So, Cyrus, saying that, goes to Melly, like, okay, what do you really want? Because right now, he's giving you everything you ask for, but I feel like you really want something else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have another goal in line. And Melly is still just sticking to, nope, I just want the Oval Office.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It was kind of evil, though, of Cyrus, don't you think?
I think Cyrus wants to just, like, really get at Fitz and hurt him.
Yeah.
But Fitz is not, he's not thinking about Oval Office. He's not thinking about, none of that matters to him
right.
anymore.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Melly had the longest list of what she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cyrus is like, come on, do you really want that? After the president said, I'll do all of that stuff.
Right.
So it's like, damn.
Like they couldn't, she had on the list that Olivia and Fitz, they can be together, but not in public. They can't be seen together. They can't make any announcement.
Right.
It was some unreasonable thing.
Yeah. It was really crazy. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
So I was surprised that, you know, in the end, she kind of went back and took all that stuff away. And Cyrus kind of tried to wiggle his way back into the being basically his old position.
Right.
Getting rid of, I don't know her name. The blonde Elizabeth? With the funny hair. Yeah.
Elizabeth. Yeah.
Elizabeth. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Although her hair seems better this season.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Her face, too. Like, it looks like she got some work or something done.
Yeah,
her face looks different.
Yeah.
I think maybe she ate.
She had a sandwich.
She spilled out a little bit.
She had a sandwich.
A sandwich.
Because at one point, I'm like, is that the same lady? Is that Portia?
Yeah.
I know.
Sure. Yeah.
She was so much prettier when she had, like, rounder cheeks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In her Allie McBeal days.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I was watching a clip. Somebody had a clip of Ellen on Facebook, and it was the cutest thing. And she was talking to this little boy who's like this inspirational fitness guru already, and he's like 6 or 7. He is the cutest little thing. I'll have to try to find it and send y'all the link.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was watching it, and I'm like, wow, Ellen looks so pretty. I don't know if she had her hair cut. Her eyes, always, she always had pretty eyes anyway, but she looks so cute.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, wow, what happened to poor, what? They did a switcheroo. That's so mean, but hey, it's true. Because they have her looking awful on this show. Awful.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that's, I don't know what, she had like a pompadour. Something was going on last season or the season before. Like, what the hell?
So bad.
Yeah, it was bad. Mm-hmm.
So, finally, Melly's kind of like, she's given up. So she's gone in search for her hidden hooch.
This was kind of funny.
Huh? It was, her this hooch. Was, her dad, yeah. Her family's stuff?
Her moonshine.
Yeah.
Her family's moonshine, yeah.
Yeah.
So she finds it, was it like in the closet, her closet or something?
Yeah, like it was like really tucked away.
Yeah, so she finds it, she starts sipping.
It's like in a mason jar.
Next thing you know, here comes Olivia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you see the wife, the first lady,
mm-hmm.
and the wife of this, of the White House, and you're trying to move in and make your place, and you're pretty much pushing her out. Why are you, like, hanging in the doorway like, hey, hey, girl?
I know. And why do you refuse to take a drink?
Yeah.
Take a
drink. This was just so stupid.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that I think bothers me so much is that Melly is okay 1 minute, not okay the next minute. And Liv is okay 1 minute and trying to be friends. And then she's not okay the next minute and not trying with Melly.
Right.
Exactly. Because Melly then goes into... Well, hey, sister girl, let me tell you what's in store for you as you stand next to my husband,
mm-hmm.
the President of the United States. And, oh, and by the way, if you find any more hooch up in here, you can have it. That'll just be my parting gift to you.
Because you're going to need it.
Do they really have her fan up in here?
No, I threw that out.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, oh, hell no.
No.
No. But, I mean, and then it's like they just started having girl talk.
Oh, hell
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, so, that would only work if it was the Melly who doesn't really like Fitz anymore. But we've seen that that's not the case.
Yep. Yeah.
And they have her flip-flopping. She wants him 1 minute. She doesn't want him the next minute.
Yes. So all that turned into is Olivia going back to Fitz saying, you know what? You only have 18 months left to the end of your term. Just don't get a divorce.
Take Melly back. Yep.
We will be together after you're out of office. Go ahead, take her back.
How are they going to spin that to the public?
Well, all along, they were supposed to have an interview.
Yeah.
Right.
And, like, they're on a countdown because this guy, he needs to get this story.
Right.
So they just figured out, okay, we're going to have to spin it somehow. And it's pretty much Abby's job to figure out how it's going to be spun.
Right. And they finally get Melly to agree to sit with Fitz and do the interview.
Yes.
Right.
But on her way to the interview,
mm-hmm.
Melly starts having all these flashbacks.
Right.
Flashbacks of
his dad.
His terror. Flashback back to Big Jerry.
Yeah.
And the incident with him. Flashback to her son being killed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And just all these bad things that happen and all these things that she sacrificed
for
Fitz.
Yep.
And then just hits her and she's like, you know what? I'm not doing this interview. I'm not going to do it.
Fuck this. She walks off.
She walks off. She leaves Fitz high and dry.
Yeah.
Everyone starts freaking out. So Abby, since she's like the new Olivia, Mrs. Fix-It now.
Right.
She goes in to talk to Olivia and Fitz. And Olivia's basically telling Abby, you know what you have to do. Fitz is thinking, we need to find Melly. Find her, get her back in here. We need to do this interview and let everyone know that we're okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let the country know that we're okay. So Abby leaves out, and Olivia pretty much tells Fitz she's not going to find Melly. She's about to go in the press room and throw me under the bus.
Yeah.
Basically tell everyone.
That's what has to be done.
That Olivia has lied.
Yeah.
No, she's not the president's mistress. And just deny everything.
Right. She's dated high-profile men before.
Yep, bring up her history.
Right, yep.
Her dating history, yes.
That's how they're going to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's so lame.
Yeah.
Really? How is that shit going to work?
Yeah, exactly.
So they do that?
That's what they do.
Abby goes into the press room. She throws Olivia under the bus.
Right.
Everything appears to be fine. Meanwhile, at Olivia Pope and Associates,
Huck,
Quinn, and Jake are watching the footage because everyone's watching the news waiting on the comment from the White House.
What's going to happen,
And you know how breaking news flashes, like, on the bottom and scrolls on the bottom of your TV screen?
Yeah.
So there is breaking news that the, which building?
The Louvre.
Yes. That it's on fire.
Right.
Nobody's paying attention to it. Jake notices it.
Mm-hmm.
And he just tells Huck and Quinn, I'll be right back. And he leaves out. Next thing you know, it goes to Daddy Pope in jail, in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the guard says, hey, you've got a visitor. And it's Jake.
Yeah.
And somehow Jake knows that the Louvre being on fire is a Papa Pope move.
Yes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, nobody's watching. The Louvre is on fire. No one's paying attention
to it.
Right.
Yeah, but what?
And he makes some comments, something about Caesar or something like that.
Yeah, I didn't get what he
Some code, some sort of code
is
going
on. Is he stealing stuff out of it?
Could be, or it's big diversion, or I'm
thinking that it's kind of like a heist that he's pulling off.
Could be.
That's what I got.
But Daddy Pope, Daddy Pope's the one that's doing it?
Who ordered it?
I don't know.
Oh. I'm sure he ordered it.
Yeah, it's not just that the place is on fire. There's more.
It's than more just, than
right.
Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah,
that's the only interesting he said yet.
And that was at the very end.
That was literally like the last 2 minutes.
Right, we had to get through all that other stuff.
Uh huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
So hopefully, season 4 is more on Daddy Pope.
Is this you mean season 5 4 or 5?
5, I think.
Episode 4.
Oh, episode 4. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Yeah, and bring Mama Pope back.
Yeah, where's she at? Yeah.
Maybe she's the one who set it on fire.
Yeah, maybe she's over there.
Did she get loose?
Yeah, remember, didn't they let her go?
I didn't think so.
Is she still in the hole, you mean?
She wanted all this stuff, and David was like, nope, ain't gonna happen.
Yeah.
I thought finally they let her go.
Oh.
I can't remember.
I don't think they did.
Okay.
But maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know why I thought she's been on the loose.
That was between the other season. She was on the lamb. Well, see, that doesn't really make me want to watch it, except for the very last 5 minutes.
Well, just fast forward.
Yeah. So literally, like, till it's only 3 minutes, minutes.
Left. So you start seeing the little scroll at the bottom of the.
This would be the same thing that I would say to a girlfriend. If you're over complaining to me umpteen times about your deadbeat boyfriend or whatever the issue is, and then you come back to me another time, talk about the same problem, I'm going to be like, look. You need to do something different.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Quit telling me about it.
Yeah. Or just do something.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Same thing with Scan. I mean, it's too bad because, oh my gosh, it started out so good.
So good.
And it could have been better. We gave y'all the best plot you could ever do last season with Simon coming back.
Yes.
Or Steven. What's his name?
Steven, a.k.a. Simon.
Right.
We're going to call him Simon. Simon yeah. Coming back, having that like banner back and forth, but nothing. Right. Working on cases, him being his little suave, sexy self. And then he's rich and he's working some double thing. So that could have been an extra side storyline.
More cases for us. More
cases. That could have gotten Daddy P involved with some espionage or something.
Yeah.
Let's turn this shit around into like a spy and a political show.
That would have been great.
Yeah. Remember we talked about that. Because
all we got at Pope and Associates is freaking Huck and Quinn.
And Jake. Jake's an associate now.
Jake lurking around. He needs to go on.
He's got to get out of there.
Put Jake... Where's he going to go?
Hey, he needs to do his spy network. She said she don't care.
I thought he was done. I thought he was out of the show. Let's go. I thought he was
dead after that one episode.
When he was stabbed a million times.
Yeah.
Right. And amazingly lived.
Right.
He was walking around like two episodes later.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, do something different. I mean, you could let her do international work then.
Yeah, you kind of mix it with
her. Let her start maneuvering some political shit like overseas.
Yeah. They're not listening to us.
They're not listening to us. No. Don't know what it is.
If the show has just completely fell off, and honestly, I don't think I can make it through this whole season.
I'm with you, sister.
Yeah. When do we call it quits?
Whenever we're done talking about it. Whenever we can't handle it any longer.
I already quit at episode 2.
Yeah.
I mean, no, I have it still in my DVR. I just hadn't had a chance to watch it. And, you know, when I get to my free time to watch something, that wasn't the thing I was trying to watch.
Okay. Well, that's the thing.
I'm with you.
I
was finding some shit on Netflix before I
start something new.
I was like, you know what? I think I really need to go back and finish Daredevil. That's really calling my name right now. I got Scandal staring me right in the face on my DVR. But you know what I did? I went to my iPad. I logged in. I couldn't remember my damn password. I said, let me go find my password. I went and scrounged around and found my password. Then I logged in. And then my iPad was
on the DVR.
What'd you say?
You went through all of that instead of pressing play on Scandal.
That's what I'm trying to say. So after I found my long ass password, I had to type that sucker in, and then my iPad started acting up. So then I had to get my work iPad and say, you know what? Because I have an old iPad. It's weird. It's acting weird for Netflix, y'all. I don't know what's going on with Netflix. So I had to go get the new one out of my bag. I had to get up out the bed to do that. But I did it and got up out the bed, logged into that one, logged into Netflix, and I started watching it, and I was happy as a clam. Meanwhile, my remote control with the DVR button was sitting right there, and I could have avoided about 15 minutes worth of stuff to watch Scandal, but I went through all that so I could go back and watch the rest of Daredevil.
Wow.
That shows your enthusiasm.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Scandal, come on with it now.
Last week I didn't even bother. I watched probably the first minute or two just to see how they picked up from when Olivia told the press, yes, I'm the president's mistress. After I saw how the episode started, like the first minute or two, I'm like, you know what? Mm-mm. I the blacklist.
There you go.
Oh, the blacklist has been so good.
It was thoroughly entertained.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, Sister A, where are you at on the blacklist?
Yes.
Probably about 5 episodes into season 2 now.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm chugging along.
Warmer. Okay.
Yep.
You need to come on with it. That's what we need to talk about.
Trying.
Yeah, I would much rather talk
because
about
it. Because Elmarie, we ain't going to say nothing, but... Who the dusty F is that new crazy fool that has somebody that we like and pool balls?
What?
You don't remember that?
Pool balls?
I'm so confused.
Are you caught up with the blacklist?
Yeah.
You don't remember
seeing... Don't be giving nothing away.
You don't remember seeing somebody with pool balls? Like the pool table balls?
No.
Oh, girl, you done missed a scene.
Are you watching the same show?
I don't know.
I'm so confused. Oh.
Uh-oh.
And it was a short scene, the last episode, and I was like, what?
Wait, you mean at the end?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That they're looking for Red?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, but yeah. Mm-hmm. First of all, I was shocked. Okay, Sis, you gotta come on with it now. You need to catch up on that so we can talk about it.
I'm trying. I need to discuss these theories that I have.
First episode back, I was like mouth hanging open. What? Who is this? What?
Yeah. If there weren't so many episodes in a season, I'd be caught up.
I know.
That's I know. The they're thing. Very long seasons. Like I'm not complaining, though.
It's crazy.
Not complaining.
But it is hard to catch up when you've
got it's hard many. When you're not caught up, though. Yeah.
It is, yeah.
I sometimes won't even. That's why I'm having trouble going back. I know that y'all caught up on Prison Break. I am having problems.
Yeah. I'm into season four, but
it is a struggle.
Yeah.
Like, I'm finished, but it took me a long time to finish.
Yeah.
Are y'all going to go back and watch the movie?
I'd like to when it comes out. You did?
Yeah.
Oh, but it's on the Netflix. Movie.
Yeah, they did a movie after that came out. Yeah, they had a movie that came out after the fourth season.
Yeah, I watched that already.
And what did you think of the movie?
I don't think it was necessary.
What?
I don't think it was necessary. I think it was done backwards. Like, how can I explain it? What happened in the movie was kind of like a prequel to the finale.
Oh, okay.
Like, I feel like they did, it was done backward.
Okay.
So it really wasn't necessary. Like, we didn't need it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it didn't tell you nothing new.
Well, it did tell something new. Like, it answered a couple questions, but it was just backward.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just getting started, so... Season four, so I've got a ways to go.
Oh, yeah, it's a long one.
Yeah.
I don't know how y'all did it. That's 22 or 4 episodes each season.
No, season three is short. It's only 12 or 13 episodes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many does four have?
20-something.
Oh.
That's right. It went from short to back to long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still, that's a lot.
It is.
It is. I'm interested in its return, though.
Yeah.
Me too. Me too. Mm-hmm. They're older. I'm interested to see how they'll do it.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Hopefully they won't be in prison.
Well, oh, that is God, not again. The show, though.
I know.
They might somehow they always end up in somebody's prison.
Right. Somewhere.
Somebody's in prison.
Somewhere.
Yep. Yeah. Are the Tigers in the playoffs, El Marie?
Tigers? Oh. Who?
Detroit Tigers, hello. Yeah.
I thought they were the Lions.
No,
the Lions baseball. Baseball.
Did they make it, Emery?
I actually stopped watching the games because they were disappointing me.
Okay. I have a feeling they're not in it.
Are you talking about baseball?
Yeah, we're talking about baseball.
Baseball is so boring.
Stop it now.
Stop it.
Baseball is the boringest sport in the world.
This time of year, it's the best.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I don't see how people watch that shit.
Come on.
What? I'm serious, y'all.
Baseball? I think baseball is so freaking underrated. Nobody gives baseball their props. Baseball players.
Yeah, man.
And are baseball players paid more than football players?
I thought they were.
See?
I thought they made tons of money.
Football aggravates me.
I don't understand football.
Oh, I like football. Watching it.
It's just like 2 seconds of beep, and then we're walking around.
Oh. Well, no, because it can happen that way.
Yeah.
Baseball, though, is boring. It's long. I mean, you're just, all you're doing is standing around, and then you hit a ball, you run, and then you wait for the next person.
It's all right. To each his own.
Now, do you like watching it on TV or live? There's a difference.
It's a big difference.
Yes.
No, they're not in the playoffs. I just looked it up.
Okay.
If I'm watching it on TV, I can't sit through the whole game.
Yeah.
Because it kind of drags on. It does get
Or I'll be doing something else. I'll be multitasking.
Right. I'll have it playing in the background and I'll be doing other things. But when
it's
I'm
fun
at
going.
A game,
yeah.
I am all in.
Yeah.
You're actually watching the game while you're there?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm all in.
Of course.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yep. All 9 innings, too. I'll sit there. Even if they're losing and I know they're not going to win, I'm still going to sit there till the end.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's like 3 hours.
Yeah. Those damn games are long.
Uh-huh. They are.
And it can go longer.
They can.
Yeah.
And I still sit there.
I know. I used to have a boss that loved baseball.
Mm.
And so he would get tickets to the Rangers.
Mm-hmm. Dang, girl.
I've been like 3 times. Terrible.
You've tried. All right, you've tried.
Terrible. That's a nice stadium. The only thing I liked was the frozen lemonades you can get.
Oh, my gosh.
And, oh, second thing I love. Well, actually, the first thing I like is the fact that they bring the food to you.
Yes.
That is genius.
You don't even get up.
You don't even have to get up.
Nope. They'll throw it at you if you like.
Seaside service. They sure will. But I don't like that. They'll throw you a hot dog wrapped in aluminum foil.
Yes.
I don't like their hot dogs.
I don't eat hot dogs. Yeah. But, so I'm usually that person eating like chicken tenders. Or nachos or something. Nachos. Yeah.
But that is cool. And then the food you can get is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're getting better and better with the food.
But
yeah,
watching they are. The game is, ugh, I was like, really? How long do I have to stay?
Come on.
No, I'm not a baseball person.
Dallas isn't a big baseball town. Detroit, what? Boston.
What are you talking about? We won the World Series like 2 years ago.
Nah.
Yeah, no.
Yes, we did.
I mean, it counts, but
yeah, it counts.
The Rangers,
not like Detroit or Boston,
the Texas.
Right?
Oh,
right.
You're talking about like a big
or Chicago.
Yes,
White
they
Sox.
Are, honey. These people are serious. I have friends at work, and I'm like, y'all need to calm the hell down. They're like, they're like trying to watch it on their phones because it's
yeah, the Rangers
daytime.
Are in the playoffs.
I know. Tell me about it because that's all I hear about is this damn baseball.
See at work. A lot of people are into the Detroit Lions. So all of their games, if it's a day game, it's playing.
Oh, wow.
Baseball, I'll turn on one of the TVs and have the game going. That's and cool. Go by the TV every now and then just to check the score.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what people have been talking about all day. I'm like, oh, gosh. I can't even tell you who's playing anymore.
I mean, the Cubs are in it, which is exciting.
Yeah.
The Mets are in it. The Yankees are out,
Chicago
which we love
Cubs.
Up here. The Chicago Cubs.
Yeah. Okay, I know that. I knew something.
Yeah, you're good.
Who else is in it?
The Mets.
New York.
And the Yankees are out, so Boston loves that. We don't mind the Mets, but we don't like the Yankees.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
The Yankees suck.
How do you have two New York teams? Like, is one from one part of New York and one's from another part of New York?
Right.
Chicago
but they're pretty
has
close.
Two.
Yeah, Chicago has two.
Chicago Cubs and who's the other one?
The White Sox. Yeah.
Oh. I thought it was what's the Boston team?
That's the Red Sox.
Red Sox.
Oh, see, there you go. I was about to say, I thought the Boston was the White Sox.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Red Sox.
There's no White Sox up here.
The Red Sox.
Red Sox.
Oh, God. And the White Sox.
Too funny.
In fact, I'm watching the Mets game right now.
Oh.
I got it on.
So they're in the playoffs.
Yep. And Chicago won today, though. That would be awesome.
What's the Rangers doing? Because I don't know.
They're tied 2-2. They'll play tomorrow in Toronto.
Oh, Toronto.
Toronto. I have a friend that's a huge Rangers fan.
Oh.
So she keeps me informed.
The stadium is nice, though, because it was brand new when I went.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, our stadium's really nice.
That's all I know. All
How
I
the heck did we get on baseball?
I don't know.
Who knows?
We always talk about random stuff.
How did we get on baseball?
We're supposed to be doing feedback.
Oh, yeah. I don't think we have any feedback. But we started talking about...
the playoffs. That's how it started. I don't know. About the playoffs. If the Tigers are in the playoffs.
Oh, that's... I asked you that, right?
Yeah.
I don't think we have any feedback, y'all.
What the F?
We haven't been on in like a month.
Yeah, we
have
no Princess Bride feedback.
We talked about that already.
But after they listen to it, they should write in, right?
Well, only your...
Didn't Joseph?
No, he read it already.
He had Princess Bride feedback already.
Oh, he got it
yeah,
in before
Yeah, he got it in before
finished.
We did it, yeah.
Okay.
We had like 2 or 3 feedbacks for that, but they got it in early.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Otherwise, I'm insulted. Come on.
Okay, I think do we have time for one of the thought-provoking questions from Elmer from Ellen?
Yes,
LM.
We got time.
Do we have time for one of your thought-provoking questions? Because we knew we might have some issues talking about Scandal.
We did pretty good.
I thought we did pretty good too.
You got a question for us, LM?
I'm going to pick one. I have a bunch. I'm just going to pick one out of the stack.
Random. And then we want you guys listening, if you guys are still listening, to send in a feedback, either voicemail or email. Voicemail at speakpipe.com/sisterspeakpodcast or sisterspeak@gmail.com and give us what you would answer to this thought-provoking question.
Yes.
What are these questions called, by the way?
These questions are from a game called Table Topics.
These are the TPQs.
Hmm?
The thought-provoking questions.
Oh.
I'm like, trying to make it smaller.
TPQs.
TPQs.
You can see me looking on the box like...
Give us the TPQ, LM.
She's like, what?
The what?
Okay, ready?
Ready.
If you could do something dangerous just once with no risk, what would you do?
Oh, shit. That's a good question.
TPQ.
Dangerous.
Dangerous. With no risk.
That's a good one. There's so many things.
Should we have had this TPQ like a day ago to think about it?
No. We're supposed to do like the top of our head.
Oh, okay.
It's got to be off the top of your head. So many, like what?
Well, there's so many things that you could try to do. Like for me, it'd be flying.
Oh, yeah.
It's not dangerous.
I mean, right, if you knew you were safe.
I know it's not dangerous, but you know, if you have a phobia.
Well, it can be dangerous, obviously.
It could be.
Yeah.
The first thing that popped into my mind would be like mountain climbing.
Ooh.
You know, or doing hang gliding.
Ooh.
Off a mountain.
That's cool. Yeah, I was kind of thinking maybe jumping from an airplane or something.
Ooh, shit.
That's my answer. Or bungee jumping.
But I just came up with a better one.
Ooh.
But I'd actually... See, I don't really want to count those because I actually want to do those.
Okay. I don't want to do those.
Yeah, I want
I'm
to do
I'm scared of heights.
Oh, that's right.
So, Sister A, what was yours?
I would go into space.
Ooh, yes. That's a
Wouldn't
good
that
one.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be awesome.
That would be cool.
That's
like
what I would
go to
do.
The moon or Mars or something?
Yeah, yeah.
See if Float there's around. Really water. On Mars or...
Yeah, they found some water.
Saturn or something.
Did they?
On Mars,
yeah. They found water on Mars.
Yeah.
I don't know how they know it's water.
Or evidence of water, they think.
Yeah, I want to know what the evidence is.
Right.
Right.
But that's what I would do.
That's a good answer.
Thank you.
I like
because
it.
Because that's a very good answer. Hell.
Now.
Yeah, that is dangerous.
It is. But what would you do if you saw, like, an alien?
Oh, my God.
Freak the fuck out, man.
Pretty much that.
I would try to talk to it.
Yeah.
Can your zombie survival skills apply to aliens?
Oh, no.
It's totally different.
I don't know.
Because you're in space. You can't run in space.
Oh, that's right.
Unless you have a good spaceship. And we don't have the technology yet for that.
Or jetpack.
Even with a jetpack, Sandra Bullock was floating all over the damn place with her jetpack.
That's true.
She sure was.
What would you do with an alien, Ella Marie?
I think I would first just question it.
Yeah. I'd want to talk to it, too.
Yeah, because I'm too curious. I just talk.
Yeah, I have like a million questions.
But that's assuming it speaks English.
Well, that's the thing,
They don't have to speak English. They can just talk to your mind.
They can read your brain.
Or they can telepathically talk to you and it doesn't have to be in a language.
Now that would freak me the fuck out.
I think that'd be so cool.
Maybe you'd have a mind meld.
No, well...
No?
I don't want to have a mind meld. I don't want them to read my mind, but if they could just talk, if we could just talk to each other without talking, that would be really cool.
That would be kind of cool.
You know?
Yeah.
I'd want to know where they've been, where you live, you know, where do you live?
Where do you live? That would be my first question.
Yeah, right.
Where do you live?
Yeah, where do you live? Are you just, like, in a spaceship all the time? Or are you, like, on a planet?
Then my second question would be, what do you eat?
You got ranch.
And hope that it's not me.
Do you know what ranch dip is?
You got ranch dressing out there.
Ooh, that'd be good. Hey, before you chomp on my leg, you might want to put some ranch on it.
Give this a try with some
chips.
Let's
go back down to earth and let me tell you what ranch is.
Oh, gosh. That's so funny.
I wonder if they could get ranch in space. I just had some ranch-flavored rice cakes. They were good.
Really?
Oh. Those little pop, they're called pop something. But it's basically like mini rice cakes, and it had ranch seasoning on it. It was delicious.
I've seen pop.
Yeah, okay. Pop something, yeah.
Hmm.
But yes, I stirred up some new ranch the other day. Yes, actually Sunday.
I made from yesterday.
With your bucket o' ranch?
Bucket!
That ranch, let me tell you something.
That is big-ass ranch.
I have made now 2 batches of dip, not like the regular dip, not the dressing.
Yeah.
And it don't look like I put a dent in that damn thing at all.
How long did that last you?
Well, because I'm not really eating a lot of it. It's going to last me a while.
Like a year?
I think it has an expiration of a year.
Okay.
But I had an idea the other day of making like ranch crusted chicken. Like put some ranch and some breadcrumbs and dredge chicken in it.
Okay.
And bake it. That sounds good, don't it?
That does sound good. Mm.
And then there's a recipe on the side where you can make ranch buffalo dip, which I thought that sounded good.
Mm, interesting.
Yeah, so I don't know what... I need to look at the recipe. I didn't see what's in it, but it sounds delicious. But hey, if y'all ever want some powdered ranch for cheap, go to Sam's Club.
Yep. Get yourself a bucket of ranch.
It's not a bucket, but it's a nice size little container.
It'll last you about a year.
Jar. It's like 16 ounces of powder. And all you got to do is put it with either sour cream or mayonnaise.
A good sour cream.
But the sour cream is so good.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then get some of those pretzel rods, those thick rod things. Those sticks with the thick ones.
Oh, I love a pretzel.
Yeah, but the rods.
Mm-hmm. I like the rods.
Those make it's different, and you can just stick it in that. Ooh, that sounds good right now.
Stop it!
So, Elmarie, you didn't say what yours is. If you can do something dangerous.
Mine seems so petty compared to...
Petty?
Yeah, compared to space.
Space.
Petty.
For yours, compared to your answer.
What would it be?
Well, I have 2. One would be to ride a bull.
Ooh. Oh! Interesting.
No, yeah.
Thank you.
Did you say no thank you?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
That sounds painful.
No, but it would be safe, right?
It would, right. No risk.
True, true.
Yeah.
Well, no risk doesn't mean no pain.
Well, no risk. Yeah, no risk just means I won't fall off and hurt myself. Yeah.
That would be cool, though.
Yeah.
I think so.
Although it's very quick.
Yeah, that'd be quick.
How quick?
8 seconds.
Like seconds, yeah.
Yeah, but when you're on a bull, those seconds are going to go by slow.
If you can last 8 seconds, that's what the cowboys...
That's like the record.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't think... on a mechanical bull, I can't even last that long.
You have to practice it.
My second answer is more in the dangerous with no risk. I would shoplift in a jewelry store.
Whoa!
What?
Good one.
Yeah.
And you get to keep everything you got?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't think about that.
Yep.
That's an interesting answer. Yeah, I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
Or like pull off some sort of a heist.
Right.
That would be cool. Like the Louvre.
Oh, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't that be
exciting? What would you steal out of there?
Like the Mona Lisa?
Artwork.
No.
Why not?
Who's buying that?
How are you going to sell that for a lot?
And they're going to know who the hell you are. It's not like selling jewelry.
Man.
I'm just going to keep it.
What?
What's the fun in that?
No, I want to do an Ocean's 11 type heist.
Oh, yeah.
Money?
Yeah. You
like,
can't.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to trace that mess.
In Vegas?
That's a good answer.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Ocean's 11 type of heist. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I want Danny Ocean, a.k.a. George Clooney, there with me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, now see, we didn't get creative with our answers. No risk.
No risk.
Jump on Idris Elba.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Jump on?
Jump on it. Jump on it. Jump on it.
No risk.
No risk of being arrested.
No risk. No risk.
Oh, my.
Oh, that's funny.
Wait a minute. What about The Rock?
Yep.
Okay. Yep, that too.
Yep.
Who is your celeb crush, Sis A?
My celeb crush?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I would have to think.
One.
Huh?
We've never heard you talk about one.
Yeah.
No. I'm trying to think.
Oh, Marie, what's yours?
Idris.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I had to think about that one.
And don't laugh. It used to be Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, my God.
But he's not aging well, so.
No, he's not.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I just saw he's coming out in a new
Sylvester
movie.
Sylvester Stallone with
what? I know. I cannot wait.
What movie?
That's the boxing one.
Yes.
The Apollo.
Apollo's
Creed.
Son.
Yeah. It's going to be Apollo Creed's son.
That's good. That looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but wait. Sylvester Stallone era what? What movie?
His Rocky days, his early days of Rocky.
Oh, girl, yes.
I imagine. Yeah, LM likes the boxing.
I do.
Too.
Yeah.
That theme.
That's right.
Yep.
They had, I don't know when it was, probably got to be a good 6 months ago, Rocky was on and I watched it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That is the movie.
Isn't it?
That is the best movie ever. And then.
Yes.
Yeah. The fact that he wrote it.
I know.
Makes it even better.
It does. Wow. Even better.
Even better. Yeah, he wrote it.
Yeah.
That's going way back.
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, but.
And like the Rambo days.
Classic.
Right?
See, I used to have a crush on Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Mm. Okay.
Back before he was married and all that meant.
Yeah.
Before his government.
I heard your size is the A.
Sorry.
She's like, ugh.
I'll have to think about my crushes and get back to you.
Well, then, if you have to think about it, they're not real.
You don't have one.
Okay. Yeah. Is that possible?
Yeah.
They're not having it? Yeah.
There you go.
If you have to think that hard.
No, there's certain actors that I definitely like, but I can't think of any at the top of my head.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. We'll let All right. You off the
I mean, I do like Idris, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Of course.
Daniel Craig is another.
Daniel Craig, who's that?
He's the James Bond. The,
Marie.
The current one.
I don't know. I don't watch the James Bonds.
Okay.
What?
No.
Well, he's good looking.
How about some Sean Connery back in the day?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really liked Harrison Ford.
Yeah,
he's
not aged that well either, but back like the Indiana, because Indiana Jones is one of my favorite all-time movies ever.
Nice.
Okay.
Harrison Ford.
You can see that.
Hey, are y'all going to go see the new Star Wars when it comes out?
You betcha.
No. Elmarie said no.
In fact, I'm thinking of doing a rewatch.
That's a good idea. We should do that.
Yes. Seriously? Watch them all in sequential
Except
order.
Except not the last three. The first three only.
What?
The last three don't make any sense to me. I don't understand them.
But how many are there?
There's six of them.
Well, there's really just three. I don't acknowledge...
According to Sister
K. I don't acknowledge or count those travesties that they did about what? How long ago? 10 years ago?
Yeah. The first ones are in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
Which is before Elmarie's time. And it you're is. Not... Are you very sci-fi, Elmarie?
She's not.
Not at all.
She's not. Not at but all. Okay, you don't have, so yeah.
Did you ever watch E.T.?
Once. Okay. Maybe twice.
Yeah, she's not.
But Star Wars is a classic. Yeah. If you watch that and think about all the movies that have stolen from Star Wars... Stolen.
Right, all the effects and
stolen
all that stuff.
The plot. Stolen, like the... I mean, the whole plot of... That's every Tom Cruise movie ever. didn't know his dad. Dad died when he was a youngin. All that shit stolen from Star Wars. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm just saying. Just
making that shit up. But yeah. Do the rewatch, because I'm excited to do that and then go see the new one. We need
to talk about it on the podcast.
Sure.
Now, Marie, you can watch one of them.
If I must.
You might like it.
I'm going to watch the other three, too.
You are?
I will, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Watch those first, because those come first in time.
What?
And then I'll watch the originals.
What?
Yes.
That's backwards.
I know it is, but it isn't.
It's not. You're right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Maybe I need to rewatch them, and maybe they'll make sense to me.
Yeah, if you do it in order.
Watching it, I was like, I don't understand what's going on. It was like when I was watching, what is that movie with the Hobbits?
I love the Hobbits.
The first movie.
Okay.
Whatever it's called.
The Lord of the Rings?
Yes, I could not understand the second one. All I know, or the third one, but the funniest scene ever is when the trees are on fire and one of them runs into the water.
It's not supposed to be funny.
To put his head out because his head's on fire.
Come on now.
I laughed for like 5 minutes. I don't know what the fuck was going on, but I knew what that meant. His ass is on fire.
Putting his head out.
Oh, so funny. Well, okay, y'all. We have rambled enough. Thank you guys for joining the podcast. We hope it wasn't too crazy for you. If you have some feedback on Scandal, what are you thinking of this season? What do you want us to talk about? Because obviously we are going to need some help. You can send us an email at sistersspeak@gmail.com or leave us a comment on our website at sistersspeakpodcast.com. You can leave a voicemail at speakpipe.com/sistersspeakpodcast or calling 972-755-1215. We are also on Twitter. I am @_SisterK.
I am @LiteraryMarie.
And I am @AKSIDS.
We also are on Facebook at facebook.com/sistersspeakpodcast. And we do have a Facebook group, which is Sister Speak Nation on Facebook. All right, that is it for now. I'm Sister K.
I'm Sister LM.
And I'm Sister A.
See you next time.